It's Wednesday, December 29th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, what is coming in the business landscape building on the cloud predictions from yesterday? What to look for in 2022? This is the Business of Tech's 2022 Prediction Series. Doing a series of predictions on business is a super vague area to cover. Putting some boundaries, I'm thinking about the landscape for those delivering IT services and, generally speaking, the broad, small and mid-sized company space. That's my lens. It's too easy to do one of two things. First, I could declare the big opportunity the year will present. Things will be better, there's tons of opportunity, all that. I could also observe the big uncertainty out there and make a solid prediction for turbulent times. Omicron won't be the last variant of the coronavirus, we won't be in a stable place for a bit, and another set of challenges. Both can be true at the same time. I do genuinely think there is enough stability now to execute on plans and find opportunities. And I also believe there will be more turbulence than most of us have been used to as it comes to the new uncertainties in the economy. 2020 will stand out as a banner year for difficulties, as and as the world moved into 2021, there was a lot we didn't know. But for 2022, there is a lot we do know. We have vaccines for COVID-19, we have tests that are reliable, we have continued understanding of how to measure and handle the virus, and as is proving out with each new announcement, markets are learning to respond. Thus, while both are true, there are both opportunities, and there is continued turbulence to come, let's not focus our attention there, and instead assume that's the baseline. In 2022, the gap will get worse between the haves and have-nots. Ingram Micro's researchers, in their 2021 State of the Channel report, stated that the top 20% of MSPs will command 80% of the market revenue gains during and after the pandemic. Why? Basic IT management isn't enough anymore. That skill set is both assumed and barely the entry point to technology in 2021. Particularly based on my thinking around cloud, as covered in my cloud predictions yesterday, cloud first requires business skills and not technical ones. The bulk of the high-value revenue is over in business consulting services, not technical ones. Most small providers won't be able to capture much of this revenue because of skills mismatch. How many business consultants does a typical provider have? Not enough, and maybe none. So the gap will get worse. We'll see this in a slow increase in the number of break-even or money-losing providers, although you can only lose money for so long. In 2022, we'll see the fruits of the labor of those investing in real work-from-anywhere initiatives for a select group. According to internal Lenovo research, 83% of IT leaders expect up to 50% of future work to happen outside the office. But more interestingly, a Gartner researcher has predicted that 30% of corporate teams will be without a boss due to the self-directed and hybrid nature of work. This is a decoupling of management from the manager role. I'm looking for breakout performances due to the reorganization of the way a business conducts its operations, beyond just having no offices. There isn't a single answer here. In fact, that's what's so exciting. The open greenfield nature of understanding that works and what doesn't in a new landscape is rife with opportunity and uncertainty. Those who say they know exactly what they're doing and where this is going are wrong. A sub-prediction? Those hybrid formulas are a fad. 3 days in, 2 days in, these arbitrary numbers are a fad and won't last. In 2022, the rise of the consultant will be notable. Those that have taken the religion of monthly recurring revenue too far will lose out to those who actually take less risk by only providing the insights without the accountability. Last I checked, doctors, lawyers, and accountants all make a lot of money in very scalable businesses with hourly rates, and so do consultants. Don't get me wrong, I love a monthly recurring contract. I just don't believe that if it's not MRR, that it's bad. Far too many in this space have lost the script on the value of being a consultant. Trading advice and expertise for money is a very good business. The core tenet of the monthly recurring revenue concept is the idea of not having to chase the customer every month, not that you must sell them just your IT endpoint management services. Next year, those that push back against that will make notable inroads. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow we'll talk security to round out the series. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.